Catherine, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us here on the Daily Program.
Oh, it's great to be here.
So looking at this history of music videos and the way in which we sort of perceive music videos in the past, why was the idea of MTV and the so-called MTV aesthetic so revolutionary in the early 80s?
I think the thing about MTV that people have found when they've looked back at the history of it was that it was one of those ideas that the time had come for it at that point. So a lot of people were talking about doing things like having music clip shows or perhaps putting together a station that would look like MTV did, including Davy Jones and the Monkees actually had a preliminary MTV-type show that he ran for a little while. So I think that there were more and more music videos being made, and people were starting to realise what a fantastic marketing tool it was, and also what an amazing thing music videos were for content on television, because basically you had the record companies coming along and handing over this pre-made content without needing to be paid for it. So it was actually a television show maker's dream in a lot of ways.
Because it's interesting. I mean, we see taped performances, videos that might date back all the way into the sort of 1950s and the birth of rock and roll, of musicians that were performing in these videos, but the MTV in the 80s and 90s, it really took it an extra step further. It brought in all these different kind of, production values, to be frank. Production values, storylines, and like I say, this kind of very visual feast for the eyes in a lot of famous clips.
Yes, absolutely. So, I mean, you already did have some very innovative artists like David Bowie or the Beatles who had been experimenting with what you can do, putting together music and vision in different ways. But what happened was that once MTV emerged, people worked out that you had to have a music video to sell your song. So it just changed some of the things that the music industry did. So you went from music videos being, oh, you know, maybe you could do it, maybe you wouldn't, to let's absolutely have one, we have to have one. Which meant that you had this period where everybody was rushing to make music videos, but nobody quite knew exactly what you should or could do with them. So you had suddenly all people experimenting with new things, putting new things into videos, and as you say, that the idea that there was this MTV aesthetic that emerged out of this, which was about things that were cut very quickly, cut to the beat of the music, that didn't necessarily have to make sense in a narrative way as television had done before. So you could just chuck together things that looked cool, and that was enough. That it did mean that people did different things with vision and music than they had done before.
Was there a bit of a, well, when you look at these kind of new changes, when anybody brings a new thing, especially to what is an artistic endeavor like music, usually there is a little bit of resistance. Was there much resistance from people who were like, well, music's meant to be heard, not seen? Was there a bit of resistance to this kind of thinking?
Absolutely there was, yes. So there were concerns around things like the idea that it would matter more what an artist looked like than what they sounded like or how talented they were, which I think there's always been a bit of a concern about that in popular music. And certainly there have always been some artists who have resisted the idea of the music video and have refused to make them or have deliberately made them very simple because there's that concern that the visuals will overtake the importance of the music, yeah.
Now, obviously, it's changed a great deal of industries, but the rise of the internet, we see the rise of YouTube and so many music videos now making their debut on YouTube as opposed to making their debut on a music channel like MTV used to be. So how has that actually changed the music video industry?
People access music through YouTube as one of the main places. It's one of the main places people go to get music. So a lot of people actually listen to music using YouTube, and YouTube has recognised this now through that they now offer a premium service where you can stream music and not have to have the videos watching as well. But it has meant that people have had to think of new ways to market music video clips that will get people to go and watch them online rather than wait for them to be played on something like MTV. So, you know, we see, I think, quite clearly the marketing of controversy, for instance, around music videos, so that if you can make a music video that is really controversial in some way, it will get people talking about it, and that will drive people to YouTube to watch it, which then sort of, you know, leads to increase profits for people in various ways. I think We've seen that recently with the Kanye West video with all of the the naked famous people, or with Rihanna when she would make a video like "Bitch Better Have My Money" where it's very violent. So those sorts of things can be used really effectively.
Mm.
But it also means that the way that videos are being made is a bit different as well, so that people have to think about what looks good on a small screen as opposed to what might look good on a television. So people have to be just as interested in watching the video on their smartphone as they would on a larger screen as well. Mm.
And I guess it's something of perhaps a dated example now, but that famous go-betweens track where they were leaping between the different treadmills, running between the treadmills, that really launched their career as a band. So for some smaller bands, those kind of little garage bands who might just be able to come up with that one innovative idea, is this really turning out more of a DIY culture of music videos for a lot of smaller bands?
Yes and no in some ways. So OK Go were just the perfect example.
OK
so
Go, my bad.
Really hit the mark with that video and got a lot of coverage with it. I think, though, that what's happening still is that it is the bigger artists who still have the budget and the marketing tools behind them to get a lot of interest in their music videos. But, of course, YouTube does mean that anybody can make something and put it up. So there is at least the potential for a small band to just really hit the mark and have something go viral and then have that launch their career. I think, though, that people thought initially that would happen a lot more than it has actually ended up happening.
Mm. So. Intriguing. Well, Catherine, do appreciate you joining us on this morning, having a little bit of a chat about this one. You know, I'm certainly guilty of that myself, streaming a great deal of music through YouTube and listening to it that way, and it is... Well, it's an interesting debate whether we will see the music videos sort of continue to have this kind of impact.
Yes, definitely. And I think, you know, there's a lot of really interesting things happening in this field, and I think it doesn't get talked about as much maybe as it should.
Absolutely. Catherine, thank you. You have a very good day.
You too. Thanks very much.